Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you. Providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate you. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And it's a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. As always, if you have a question, you can visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or give us a call at 1-800-331-6445. Okay, we have an excellent program today. In studio, my friend and special guest, Mr. David Wiley. He's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And David, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be here.
All right. So did you have a great weekend last weekend, a little extended three-day weekend?
It was great. And having a four-day week this week was good, too.
There we go. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So, David, National Nursing Assistance Week is June 16th through the 23rd, and not all of us are familiar with this. So can you start off by telling us about the significance of that celebration?
I would, Steve. National Nursing Assistance Week has been observed since 1977, and it's intended to recognize the special care and attention direct care nursing assistants provide to patients every single day. And this year, it's the 45th annual celebration, and it's being called Nursing Assistants Kindness in Action. And the week kicks off with Career Nursing Assistance Day on June 16th, which has been designated as a day to celebrate stayers and wisdom keepers. And that's those CNAs who provide consistency and stability to direct patient care. Then the following 7 days focus on different aspects of kindness and creating a community of caring. It's that, you know, stability, wisdom, and patience and attitude of caring that they give to patients that we want to recognize with National Nursing Assistance Week.
Okay. And I have to say, of all of the pieces and parts and all of the people and functions within the entire healthcare system, I think CNAs may be the most important group within that. Within the entire healthcare system, I mean, they do the heavy lifting, you know, figuratively and literally. And we couldn't have a healthcare system without them.
I couldn't agree more, Steve.
So can you talk about what a nursing assistant is and what types of care they provide?
Sure. You know, every day in the United States, more than 4.5 million nursing assistant caregivers provide hands-on care to patients. Nursing assistants, you know, they may go by various titles. People are probably most familiar with a certified nursing assistant or the CNA, but they also go by titles such as home health aide, direct care worker, restorative aide, patient care assistant, and more. And all of them provide direct, hands-on care to people who need assistance with daily tasks of care. It's the work that CNAs and other nursing assistants do as direct caregivers that, as a healthcare provider, we really feel so valuable and worth recognizing, just like you just mentioned. Career nursing assistants provide care across virtually all care settings. So in hospice, including at Kansas City Hospice, in home care, in long-term care, in hospitals, clinics, doctor's offices, and even correctional facilities. They often care for aging or chronically ill people, but also have roles in pediatrics and across the lifespan. In many settings, CNAs are the healthcare professionals who patients encounter the most often. And nationally, an estimated 85 to 90% of hands-on care provided to patients in hospitals, skilled facilities, and homes is provided by nursing assistants.
There's no doubt about that. And if you look at some of the information online for example, on nursing homes, there's a lot of staffing information available. You'll see that a CNA has 2.5-3 hours a day of hands-on care. And you'll see like an LPN or an RN maybe 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, something like that. So no doubt about that. So what kind of training goes into becoming a practicing CNA?
You know, CNAs are healthcare professionals who've received specific training overseen by state nursing board. And then after training, they pass a certification exam and receive their certification. The exam has both a written and practical skills portion. And then once they're practicing as a CNA, their work is overseen by a registered nurse or a licensed practical nurse. And most participate in continuing education on an ongoing basis. As with all caregiving professions, Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care has established CNA team lead positions. And these team leads provide leadership, education, resources, and professional support to their team of caregivers.
Okay. All right. And can you talk a little bit more about Nursing Assistance Week and ways people can honor a CNA who helped them or maybe helped a loved one?
Sure. The National Network of Career Nursing Assistants promotes Nursing Assistance Week. They also promote the nursing assistant profession through their career development, recognition, education, research, networking, and peer support, as well as advocacy. And you could actually visit their website, which is cna-network.org, or they have a Facebook page for ideas about how to celebrate nursing assistants and celebrate and thank them. But some ideas include, you know, organizing staff and families to make and send thank you cards or other tokens of appreciation. Employers can display photos of their staffing, their nursing assistants that are on their staff, with notes about their hobbies or interests, or maybe creating and displaying a poster of thank you notes from coworkers, patients, and families. You know, also encouraging CNAs that have 20 or more years of service to join the National Honor Society for Nursing Assistants at no cost.
I did not know there was such a thing.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I think it is great.
It's a great suggestion.
Yeah, absolutely. And can you tell us more about the role nursing assistants play in hospice?
You know, Steve, I would say it's a vital role, a really important role. We currently employ 44 CNAs, and we have additional 15 additional open positions that we're hiring for. Our CNAs work across all of our care settings, which is in-home hospice, palliative home care, Carousel, which is our pediatric hospice program, and then in our two hospice houses, the Kansas City Hospice House and the North Care Hospice House. CNAs provide personal care and assistance with activities of daily living. They help patients with things like bathing and dressing and personal hygiene. They also help with repositioning bedridden patients. They take vital signs, answer patient calls, and giving health status updates to nurses, which is really critical. CNAs assist patients with feeding and monitoring food and liquid intake and dressing wounds and assist with medical procedures. The care CNAs provide is so important to giving patients comfort and making sure they maintain a quality of life. Helping them with personal care and hygiene is also important to staying as healthy as possible and preventing any additional health complications like skin infections that can negatively impact their quality of life. You know, families often share that they are especially appreciative of the care that CNAs provide. Not only does it give them a respite from the stress that can come with assisting a family member with these daily tasks, but many families have also shared that CNAs allowed them to just be a daughter or be a son or a grandson rather than becoming a personal caregiver. CNAs give the gift of peace of mind that our loved ones are being cared for and let us have those treasured relationships that we've built over a lifetime and just spend time together.
No doubt about it. And what you said just a minute ago, that the CNAs allow the family members just to, I just want to be the daughter. I just want to be the son or the grandson or the spouse rather than I'm tired of being the personal caregiver. So you can have a professional come in and do that, and you can move back to your traditional role and maybe oversee the care. But that is priceless.
It really is. And I think that relationship that's built between a patient and the CNA, you know, it's very special, but it also protects a relationship with the family member, too.
No doubt about it. So, David, you mentioned employing 44 CNAs, and then you're going to add another 15 to your staff. What would you say are the traits and skills you see in someone who makes a great CNA?
You know, it's a really good question. Of course, the Kansas City Hospice CNAs, they're highly skilled at what they do, both in the professional training they receive through the certification process, as well as the on-the-job experience dedicated they dedicate as career nursing assistants. Importantly, CNAs have a unique compassion and kindness that's really critical to their work. So helping someone with their individual care, it's very personal, like we talked about. It takes a lot of trust to open yourself up to another person to help with things like bathing and grooming. CNAs that we hire, you know, they have such a kind, gentle, yet skilled approach to the cares they provide. They are able to respect and maintain people's dignity, which is so important to caring for someone at the end of their life. Qualities of a really great CNA include effective communication and interpersonal skills, having sound judgment and high integrity, and a dedication to caring for others. I see their role as really representing the philosophy of hospice, being experts in the skilled care they provide, being gentle and loving in the way that they do it, and then having the ability to sense what is needed and when.
That is excellent. For more information, I'd like to encourage you to reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care at 816-363-2600, or you can also visit online at kchospice.org. And let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. CNAs are certified to provide care to the aging population across a variety of settings. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. Don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app Audacy, and that's Audacy. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. It's actually a statement. CNAs are certified to provide care to the aging population across a variety of settings. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... false. The answer is false. And David, why is that statement false?
Well, Steve, while CNA training and certification qualifies CNAs to work across a variety of settings, the care is not limited to the aging population. So CNAs provide care across the lifespan. So from pediatric patients to those coping with chronic and serious illness at any age, and to patients at the end of life.
That's right. And so I think a lot of folks may not even know that Kansas City Hospice serves the pediatric population. And so CNAs could be working with the child, you know, 4 or 5 years old, 8 years old, all the way to someone who is at, you know, end of life and comfort care in their 90s and anyone in between, I guess.
Absolutely. So, you know, people do not want to think about pediatric hospice, but
yeah.
When you need it, you need an expert, and that's who we are, and we've been doing that since 1989. So
that is tough. This is a little off subject, but with the horrific shooting in Texas recently, did you need to do any counseling at any of the local schools? I know it was right at the end of a school year. I wasn't sure if you would have been, because you've been asked that to do that before.
You know, not specifically, but I couldn't agree more that particularly in May, which was Mental Health Month, just a really critical moment. And all of our mental health support teams are on high alert, but also in high demand.
Yeah, that's an excellent, just a value-added service for our community. And so I'm speaking today with Mr. David Wiley. He's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. If you'd like to reach out to KC Hospice and the great team there, 816-363-2600. And or you could go online at kchospice.org. And let me say this. If you're listening to the program and you're a CNA and you are, you know, maybe transitioning, maybe from your recent position, maybe you're looking for a different setting, maybe you're looking for a CNA position with a company that treats you like gold, which is how you should be treated, maybe a different type of a role, this similar role, but in an end-of-life situation where time is precious, life is precious, and that your role just became even more meaningful than maybe at your previous job. So if you are interested in reaching out, just exploring the possibilities of joining the great team at KC Hospice, again, just reach out and give them a call, 816-363-2600. And I have to say, it takes a special person to work in hospice, David, doesn't it?
100%, Steve. Yeah, we would welcome the opportunity to talk with anyone about it.
All right. So I would definitely do that. If you're looking for a change, if you're in between, I would check out that opportunity. I think it would be an excellent opportunity for the right person. So, David, what are some of the ways that Kansas City Hospice, talk about treating people like gold, okay? How have you recognized your CNAs?
You know, Steve, one of our key priorities this year is caring for our people. And each year, we're very fortunate to be able to recognize hospice and palliative care staff and volunteers through various award opportunities. You know, one of these awards is the Lore and Mel Mallon Award for Employee Excellence at Kansas City Hospice. We're very proud that we awarded the 2022 Mallon Award to one of our CNAs, and her name is Jessica Evans. And she truly demonstrates the care and compassion that's so central to end-of-life care. She not only ensures patients are comfortable and supported, she knows the meaning of teamwork and gives her all the collaboration with her team, and she encourages her teammates every single day. I'm also proud to share with you that we have 6 CNAs that were among our most recent group of staff who completed their End-of-Life Nursing Education Consortium, or LNEC, training. That brings us to a total of 8 CNAs across our company that have this certification. And it's a great educational initiative that's free that we provide to staff who this is specialized training in palliative care so that they can be taught essential information and how to improve care. Mm-hmm. It's administered by the American Association of College of Nurses. LNEC is important to ensure a qualified workforce to provide care to the aging population, which we know is going to continue to grow. And today we have more than 110 staff that are certified. These are really well-deserved accomplishments, important. It really underscores meaningful contributions that our CNAs make across our company. And I'm really proud that we have 8 that are part of that elite group.
That is excellent. So, again, if you're a CNA and you're looking maybe for a different opportunity, this company, you're not a number. You're not taken for granted. And let me say this. I've seen a lot of CNAs who are a number They're not known. They are taken for granted. And that is the polar opposite of what happens here at Kansas City Hospice. You are known, you are loved, you are appreciated, and you are recognized. So I would definitely reach out to KC Hospice and Palliative Care, 816-363-2600. And David, earlier we were talking about the ways that Kansas City Hospice has recognized CNAs and supported their professional development, which I think is huge. Can you share a little more about the Employee Excellence Award and what that represents?
Sure. The Laura and Mel Mallon Award for Employee Excellence was started in 2020 through the vision and support of Mr. Mel Mallon. The award is designed to recognize one direct care staff annually who shows the Kansas City Hospice guiding principles. We have eight of them, which are compassion, enrichment, choices, expertise, respect, balance, stewardship, and excellence. And thanks to Mel's generous donation of $25,000 that established this award, and then another $25,000 to keep it going. This allows us to invest in professional development of our staff annually, and then also the award recipient receives a recognition plaque and a financial award as well. We had 20 outstanding nominees in 2022, and it was super close. We had three that actually tied evenly through the first several steps of the process, and that required two more decision rounds before Jessica was selected as this year's winner. So she is really phenomenal.
Well, she sounds incredible, and I have to say, with the generous donations, and there are so many generous people donating meaningful in just in meaningful ways to Kansas City Hospice. And this is just one of the ways that these donations are put to work in our community for people who live here locally and in. You serve, you know, the Kansas City and the surrounding areas, but you provide unreimbursed care. So, I mean, all of the donations, you talk about a good stewardship. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kansas City Hospice is a great steward of the donations there and also not taken for granted at all. So Jessica, congratulations on that. And David, let's hang on. And after the break, I'd love to continue that conversation.
Sounds great.
All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. Don't forget to check out all the podcasts of the recent episodes at seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're speaking today with Mr. David Wiley. He's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And David, before the break, we were talking about Jessica, and I'll tell you, you said three people were tied, you know, a good way into that evaluation process. It must have been very challenging to have to choose between so many great nominees. So what stood out most about Jessica, who was the winner?
You know, Steve, one story that was shared by the coworker who nominated Jessica, I think it best explains why she stood out for the difference that she makes in the patients' lives and the dedication she puts into being a CNA. So this past fall, a patient who was bedbound had a goal of getting out of bed to get to his chair. His hope was to see the changing colors of the autumn leaves outside his window. Though his wife was not going to be able to be strong enough to get him out of bed on her own, mm-hmm. Jessica, his CNA, made it her mission to help him accomplish his goal. So she worked with her nurse to order the appropriate equipment, and she made a special trip to help him use the equipment and to get to his chair. And his wish was answered, as for the one last time, he enjoyed the golden rays of sunshine through the stunning reds and golds of the autumn leaves. And this grateful gentleman died just a few days later.
Mm.
So Jessica, you know, she knows the meaning of team, and she gives her all to collaborate, to share, and encourage her fellow team members. She has experienced hospice in her own life, and she understands what a difference that she can and does make in the lives of patients and families that we serve. And I'll just add that in her own words, Jessica feels everyone has a story to tell, a journey to share, and lessons to be taught and love to be shared.
All right. And you know what? I think what makes the difference, one of the things, is that she's experienced hospice in her own life. She gets it. Mm-hmm. She knows how important it was for this man to get out in the sun and see the colors. And she gets it.
She absolutely does.
So, such a powerful story, David. And I think it just reminds us that seemingly simple, everyday experiences can be so meaningful and impactful for a patient and their family. Don't forget about their family at the end of life. So I imagine you see patients in all kinds of situations through KC Hospice.
You know, we do. And I'm really proud to say that not only do we provide the highest quality hospice and palliative care, but as a mission-driven nonprofit, we extend that same care to every single patient that we serve, regardless of your personal, social, or financial circumstances. We see you as a person who deserves dignity and compassion and should be treated with respect and given the best possible care. It brings our CNAs and other caregivers great honor to know that they can be part of someone's final days. The end of life is such a significant period of time when they can reflect on their life and accomplishments and work through their regrets and challenges. So when hospice caregivers can make sure that they're free from pain and symptoms and have the comfort and dignity to find peace and even happiness in that time, it's truly a special honor.
All right. And David, I imagine CNAs and other staff often hear from families after their loved one has died. Is there anything you're able to share about what you hear from families who have experienced the care CNAs provide firsthand?
You know, I think the big thing that we do here is that people just have so much gratitude for their loved one receiving great care. One family recently wrote a note thanking their CNA by saying, "You know, yours is a very difficult job and you do it well, a gift only a few have. So thank you for being there when we needed it so much. And thank you seems so little to say for all that you did." I've read notes where families and coworkers have described CNAs as helping out no matter what, being the first people patients see when they arrive and the last staff to see at the end of night, often staying late to make sure patients are settled and comfortable, and really going the extra lengths to ease nervous family members, give reassurance their loved ones are going to be looked after, or fulfill a last wish, just as Jessica did in helping her patient look at the fall leaves just one last time.
Yeah, that's huge. So you talked about how Kansas City Hospice, as an agency, recognizes CNAs and the important work they do. Are there ways that families and friends of loved ones who have received care can thank or recognize their caregiver?
You know, there are, Steve. I think if you have ever been in a long-term care community, for example, visiting someone, you'll just automatically think of somebody who really just made a difference every single time you were there.
Yep.
I know I have. But, you know, I think you can always send thank you notes and cards or, you know, whether it's Kansas City Hospice or any agency or location that provided care to someone that you love. Many families ask how they can give monetary or other gifts specific to specific caregivers. It's important to know that staff, you know, can't accept monetary gifts. But hearing many of the families we serve ask how they can recognize their Kansas City Hospice caregivers whose kindness and expertise was especially meaningful to them with their time with us, we established a program called the Halo Award.
So can you expand on that? Tell us a little bit more about that.
You know, Steve, it's such a great idea. The Halo Award is a way for families to show gratitude to a CNA, a nurse, a chaplain, a social worker, a volunteer, or even any other caregiver on our team who provided exceptional care to a loved one. They'll be notified of this recognition and they're given a special ID badge displaying this honor. And then there's an option to include a donation to Kansas City Hospice with the Halo Award recognition. And of course, it's not required. It just helps us. It just helps to extend that some outstanding level of care your loved one received to another person in our community who needs it, just as you described. So all of the gifts that come in are tax deductible. So it's just really a nice way to pay it forward and say thanks for the care that you received.
Excellent. And what's the best way to contact you if listeners are interested in the Halo Award and thanking a CNA or maybe another caregiver?
Sure. Listeners can visit our website, which is at kchospice.org/Halo, H-A-L-O, or call our main phone number at 816-363-2600. Caregivers always feel honored to hear the impact of their work. It can be a challenging job, but they're truly all dedicated, and they want to be able to share in moments of gratitude with families whose lives they've touched, and it can be really impactful. So I just want to remind everyone that June 16th through the 23rd is National Nursing Assistance Week. So that's an especially good time to take a moment to thank a CNA who's cared for you or a family member during your health journey.
And I'll tell you what, a simple thank you, that goes a long, long, long way, because unfortunately, I hate to say this, but a lot of work in healthcare and particularly at the CNA level, they do a lot of work and no one even sees what they do. And I think they're very much underappreciated. So if you say thank you, you recognize someone, and then if you want to take that to the next level, nominate someone for that Halo Award and then attach a donation to that, that's a big, huge deal. And like I mentioned earlier, if you're a CNA and you're looking maybe at changing, maybe looking at different opportunities, I would strongly encourage you to reach out to Kansas City Hospice and see if this might be a great fit. And again, you know what? It takes a special person to work in hospice, and it's emotionally, it's tough. It's tough because you're going to lose some of your favorite patients, and that's, but how rewarding is that? And you're recognized, you're not a number, you are important, you do matter, you are valued. I would reach out to kchospice.org or call 816-363-2600, 816-363-2600. And again, if you want to nominate someone for the Halo Award, kchospice.org/Halo, and that's H-A-L-O. All right, David, thanks for being here today. That was excellent. Really appreciate the opportunity to recognize National Nursing Assistance Week. I think it's very important.
Me too, Steve, and it was great to be here and share that today. Thank you.
All right, thanks, David. All right. So just want to say thanks again to David Wiley. He's an awesome guy. I just love him to pieces. And he's the president and CEO of an amazing organization, Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And I'm absolutely serious. If you're a CNA and you want to maybe look at some other opportunities where you're not just a name, you're not just a number, or maybe where you are working or maybe where you just came from, maybe you weren't even known at all. Well, that is not how KC Hospice treats any of their staff, and especially their CNAs. We just talked about some of the recognition and awards programs that they have. I would reach, and look, it does take a special person to work in hospice. You have to have a heart for it. And they're looking for the best. They have 15 openings that they're going to expand from their existing staff. They're going to add 15 more positions. So looking for some great folks. Again, I would reach out 816-363-2600, 816-363-2600. And if you're interested in that Halo Award, nominating someone, maybe even making a donation on behalf of your loved one, and recognizing the great care that was provided. Again, go to kchospice.org/Halo. That's H-A-L-O. All right, I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right. So last week, I just ran out of time. And then after the fact, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sad. I always, always recognize Memorial Day and the deep meaning that it has. Unfortunately, a lot of people just treat Memorial Day as woo-woo. That, you know, it's a three-day weekend and pool and the lake and cookouts and all of that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's not forget, ever forget, the actual reason that we have that holiday. Just want to appreciate and recognize all who served previously and paid the ultimate price for our freedoms. And then also want to recognize all who are currently serving. And I appreciate you so much for fighting for our freedom and our rights that we enjoy. And frankly, we take for granted. And we should not take our rights and our freedom for granted. But we enjoy our rights and our freedom every single day. Just want to thank you. And one of my grandpas, my grandpa Cuevas on my mom's side, he served in World War II in the Army. And although he did not die in action, he did earn a Purple Heart. And as the story goes, he was in a battle and he got shot in the knee. Basically blew his knee off. I can't even imagine how painful, horribly painful that would have been. But at the same time, he had another brother on the battlefield and he was wounded. My grandpa, with a blown up knee, picked that man up and got him out of harm's way. That is incredible, incredible. And he was awarded a Purple Heart for that. And so my mom and I, we kind of created this tradition a long, long time ago. I pick up my mom and we head over to Topeka to decorate all of the graves because almost all of our family are over there. And we put the flowers and everything. And then at Grandma and Grandpa Crevice's headstone, we put some beautiful flowers. And then at his foot, then he's got his marker recognizing his military service. We always put a flag there. And it's just something of that we do just to recognize him, just very, very proud of that. And, my grandma used to call it Decoration Day. but my mom and I, we do that. She says, as long as I'm able, I'm going to do this every single year. So we just make a day of it and we just really have a good time doing that and just recognizing. So I just wanted to mention that. And I was sorry that I just ran out of time last week to bring that up and just recognize that. So with military and their service in mind, just want to do a quick review of the VA aid and attendance benefit. And this is for veterans and or their surviving spouses. And it's a financial assistance program that you may not have ever heard of. But I'll tell you what, there are so many thousands and thousands of people who probably qualify for this. And maybe they just don't even know about it. Or maybe they think it's confusing. They don't understand that they qualify, but they do. So I just wanted to lay this out. This will be a fairly quick overview this time. But it is financial assistance for veterans or their surviving spouses to help pay for the cost of senior care. You must require help with at least two activities of daily living. I'll break that down in a second. There are some service-related requirements and then financial criteria requirements. So first of all, the service requirement, at least 90 consecutive days of active duty. And most people, when they sign up, they're in for at least 2 years, probably four, and many service members serving in our military served way longer than 4 years. So at least 90 consecutive days of active duty, at least one of those days during a period of war. And I'll go through the wartime timeframes here just a second. Not dishonorably discharged. So any other discharge other than dishonorable discharge. Income of less than a cost of care for the maximum benefit. So they take your income minus your unreimbursed medical expenses. So let's say, for example, your income is $2,000 and you're in an assisted living community that's $6,000. Take your $2,000 minus your $6,000, you're negative $4,000. So obvious, that's the number they're looking for. And if it's zero or less, you would qualify for the maximum benefit. If you're receiving and paying for care, any kind of care at all, you're probably going to exceed your income and qualify for the maximum benefit. You can have liquid assets of, this is a very exact number for 2022, $138,489 or less. That's a qualifier, and it doesn't include your home, all the stuff in your house, and a vehicle. Just think liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual fund CDs, 401ks, IRAs, bonds, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, then there is a three-year look back, and this is a pretty much modeled after that Medicaid look back. So they're looking back 3 years to see if you transferred any assets, gave anything away, that sort of thing. If you did, it could disqualify you for a while. But so those are the service related requirements. And we kind of dabbled into the finances a little bit. As far as activities of daily living, you have to be receiving and requiring assistance with at least two of these. So and if you need any help at all, it's pretty easy to check the box on two of these. Bathing, mobility or transferring, incontinence support, eating or just feeding yourself or needing help eating, I guess, toileting, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation. So if you need help with at least two of those, then that would qualify. The official dates for the periods of war. World War II is December 7, 1941, of course, all the way through December 31st, 1946. Korean War, June 27th, 1950, through January 31st, 1955. The Vietnam War, August the 5th of 1964, all the way through May 7th, 1975. There's one notable exception. If you had boots on the ground in Vietnam, you could go all the way back to February 28th of 1961. Otherwise, if you didn't, it's August 5th, 1964. All right. Hopefully that makes sense. And then the Gulf War, August the 2nd of 1990. Most of my clients are World War II and Korean War veterans. And then now starting to see a few Vietnam War veterans. And then the reimbursement for a single veteran, if you max out, and again, it's pretty easy to max out, $2,051 per month. These are the 2022 numbers. A married veteran, maximum $2,431. And then the surviving spouse of a veteran who has passed could max out at $1,318. So look, that's a huge, that's a big, big, huge deal. All right. So let's say you're a single veteran and you earn a couple of thousand a month, then you add this $2,051 a month. So we're a little over $4,000 and your assisted living community is $5,000 a month. And let's say you have $50,000 available. Okay. You could fully fund your stay there for 50 months because you're only short by $1,000 a month. It makes a big, 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 huge deal. If you didn't have the VA aid and attendance benefit, okay, that money's going to be gone about 15 months, not about 13 months, actually. So it's just, it makes a huge deal. So I would encourage you to check that out with our friends at the VFW, 816-968-1142. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.